Education funding is an annual argument between the two governments. The assembly decides what the local funding contribution will be each year, but only after the school board submits a budget based on how much that elected body believes it should get. The two numbers rarely match. Incumbent Alan Bailey says the assembly shouldn't micromanage how the district spends that local contribution.
We will probably disagree in terms of specific amounts, but let there be no question as to the commitment of what I believe the assembly is to the students, to the teachers, and to making that successful and continuing to be successful.
Bailey gave some details about how the assembly, because of reduced federal funding, has gradually cut the local contribution, but he says the district budget continues to increase despite those cuts. John Harrington, a former assembly and school board member who hopes to return to the assembly, says there always will be tension between the two bodies.
The only kind of salvation that I see out there is the actions that the borough assembly has been taking lately regarding trying to get the state to come and step forward to do what is their responsibility, which is to totally fund basic education.
Incumbent school board member Dave Timmerman agrees with Harrington that full state funding is essential. He adds that the board does feel micromanaged by the assembly, but that could be a personality conflict.
Some of the problems I have with getting along with assembly in the past is when certain assembly members may roll their eyes at certain comments. Or things that are public displays of aggravation at the table instead of being able to, you know, deal with that personally or in a room or professionally.
Trevor Shaw, a high school student running for the school board, agrees that the process is broken, but says it's up to elected officials to fix that process.
The students that we are providing an education for, they are future constituents. They are the future taxpayers. They are the doctors, the business people, the people who are going to build our future. And if we can't even work things out between us, how are we going to help get them from point A to point B and even beyond that? We have to work together. We have to find a common ground. And it has to start with us right here, right now.
Incumbent Assemblymember Bill Rotecki, running to keep his seat, says he supports public funding of education even though he has no children in the school system.
Why? Not because of the kids, because of the society. You know, I hire people, I'm a carpenter, I hire people, you know, and if they can't do fractions, it's like, you know, yeah, it'd be great if we had a decimal system here, but we don't. You know, we have eighths, and then we have twelfths, and then we have thirds, and then, you know, it's like, it's nuts, but that's what we got.
The two school board candidates were asked what they would cut from the budget if they had to make a choice, and both said they couldn't make that decision now. They agree, though, that activities and electives are what keep many students from dropping out. The assembly candidates address the ongoing contentious relationship with the city of Ketchikan. Bailey says the two governments generally work cooperatively, and he blamed the media for making the relationship seem more rocky than it is. Rotecki says he supports a consolidated government, but says that will have to come from the people. Near the end of the forum, Timmerman had a question for Harrington, who had been elected to the school board a couple years ago and then resigned in the middle of his term. Timmerman asked whether Harrington would remain on the assembly for a full term if elected, and Harrington answered with an explanation.
The problem in the school board at that last time was I had a choice to make. And the choice came down to one of two things. Either I had to be far more aggressive, far more assertive, and far more argumentative. And as I perceived it, that wasn't going to go very far. It was only going to cause disruption and instability. Or I could quit and shut up about school board stuff. I toyed with that decision for quite a while and said, I'm going to opt to get off and shut up.
Harrington says that if faced with a similar decision on the assembly, he would choose to stay and fight. Camille Booth is the third school board candidate. She was out of town and not able to participate in the forum. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.